This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
American Family Farmer, a weekly overview of what's going on in the family farm world. I'm not talking about big ag. I'm not talking about huge farms. I'm talking about people who make a living, a sustenance living on the land, whether it be dairy or produce. There are hundreds of thousands of us. I am a dairy farmer, and I'm actually out of the dairy business. I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers, but I think next year I may go back into dairying. In fact, a story to be told later on. My name is Doug Steffen, a broadcaster and an agronomist, if you will, or I'm an agritarian. That's an old farmer, for those of you who don't know what an agritarian is. The first portion of our program usually is dedicated to the news that affects or impacts us, most of us anyway, one way or another. I will tell you that when we connect food, family, and farm, as we do here on this program, nothing will affect you more this year. You think politics is going to affect you? Nah. It's the weather. The weather this week, the tropical storm, the hurricane moving through the central part right up the Mississippi River, and on both sides where some of our best farmland is going to be impact. We all know what happened last week with that weather phenomenon, which is known as a derecho, tore through Iowa and parts of Nebraska. Massive damage, 110 mile an hour winds, the grain storage silos knocked over. So, and the corn, 13 million acres of it destroyed or extensively damaged. So, what does that mean to the farmers? Well, it means that you're going to have to get crop insurance. Federal government will step in and give you some help to survive. I hope it's better than some of the help that we were supposed to get earlier on in many different ways. It just seems, even though, and this is not a political statement necessarily, but it's an observation, with the Republican National Convention this past week and the attention trying to focus on rural America, because Trump needs rural states. The farmers, I don't buy that farmers are sticking with Trump. I just don't buy it. I don't like either of the candidates. There's just nothing with either of these parties or either of the candidates or the sub-candidates, if you will, vice presidential candidates. You can say, well, Mike Pence is from Indiana. He knows what's going on with farmers. Well, tell me how Mike Pence has influenced for the good farmers in the past 4 years. He allowed Sonny Perdue to be put in the last choice. And when it came to picking secretaries, on the last day was Sonny Perdue, who is probably one of the worst choices you could possibly. He's not progressive. He doesn't move fast. He doesn't think fast. And he certainly doesn't think about all farmers. He thinks about the big guys. He was in business. He was the Secretary of Ag in, I think, Georgia. And it's all about big farming. And that's not what we're not big farmers. We're farmers who want to stay on the land, who want to benefit from the lifestyle that has been created by often our forefathers. And then Perdue comes along and says, get bigger, get out. You know, how's that helping the farmers? So the fact that they trumped up, pardon the pun, a farmer at the convention doesn't mean a thing. Certainly doesn't to me. And I know a lot of other people in my neck of the woods who are not impressed by this at all. So anyway, apparently Trump, though, is going to, well, he tweeted that he approved the full emergency declaration for the great state of Iowa, but he didn't really. He approved one part of the request from the governor there for $3.5 billion in federal aid, but that was only $82 million. And that was to fix homes. This stuff goes on and on and on and on. Now, as if that weren't enough. And this, again, this is not politics for me. This is just telling it the way it is. So if you're a farmer and you depend on the mail. Many people who live really in rural America depend on the mail. So now the mail has been disrupted. You can say it's, I don't care what you say about it. We all know that our delivery system, the postal service, has been awful for decades. Terribly, just the unions who strike, just a mess. So now it's worse because of this guy going in there, doesn't know anything about the mail or this kind of a business. And yeah, they're changing a lot of things, but with an eye toward what? An eye toward fixing the problem or an eye toward making sure your vote doesn't count? I don't know. I haven't figured it out. All I know is that this disruption is killing chicks and other foodstuffs that are being sent through the mail. So, I mean, this has been going on. Hatcheries have been shipping chicks through the mail since 1918. It's a common practice, and it usually works pretty well. But right now, you know, most of the chicks can live on the yolk from the egg, the yolk sac from the egg where when they were hatched. They consume that, and that's how they live a couple of 3 days. But after that, if they're sitting in a box in a postal office, you know, you go in. I've heard some people say they go into the post office. It smells because all these dead, rotting animals and plants and stuff in the post office. 4,800 dead chicks last week in Maine alone. Maine is a big egg state. Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, chicken states, raising chickens, and through the Midwest. And the problems that are that either between the weather and or the post office, what a mess. As if we didn't have enough trouble already. There are people that are now, you know, this is turkey time as well. This is the beginning of the turkey season. Most of you who do that on your farm know that you need the turkey chicks. If, I don't even know. I guess the turkey chicks, that's what they call. Many of the people that I know around here, the turkey chicks are arriving dead. So what do you, your business depends on being able to grow, what, 100, 200, 300, 400 chicks into turkeys for Thanksgiving? So what's that going to do? I think that these disruptions are a focus on bad management and something that we all kind of ought to be aware of. So those are things. Plus, this week, a lot of news from the organic sector. Food prices are fluctuating around, especially organic prices, because, again, the government is messing around. The unholy alliance between the powerful industry lobbyists from the big ag business and officials at the USDA, where a lot of the big ag people have gone into work and they changed policy and then they go back to their companies. Fortunately for organic farmers and ethical businesses and people who want safe and nutritious food, they've stepped up and they're exposing all of this stuff, and I'm all for it. The organic situation is an incredible mess in our country. So at any rate, that's the update on that. Here's the update on losing weight. Speaking about food, are you eating too much of the wrong food? Are you eating healthy food you produce on your farm? Or are you eating fast food because you're on the run, lots to do from sun up to sun down, and so let's do this the fast way? Or are you maybe eating too much of your wife's pie? I don't know what you're doing, but I know you've gained some weight and you want to lose it, and that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that is absolutely stimulant-free, absolutely drug-free, and it will address the 37% of our country that is unhealthy because of weight. Need to lose the weight? Go to toploss.com. See the before and after stories of people just like you who have joined the weight loss movement, the Calitrin weight loss movement. Husbands, wives, families, the whole deal. Man, this story upstairs, a woman who lost 55 pounds. Didn't do it overnight. You can't do it overnight safely. So do it the way that is recommended by Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. No shipping charges using that code. And you'll also be entitled to the Labor Day special, which continues. Basically, they've been doing this most of the year. Buy three at the regular price, Calitrin, and then get three free. Because I think it does take 6 months. You can lose the weight in 3 months, but to train your body to keep it off, you need to stay on the program another 3 months. That's why you go to toploss.com. That's why you use Calitrin. That's why I use the code DJV for savings. It's the smart. Smart. Toploss.com. Lose the weight with Calitrin.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower, so you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Back quickly into the focus here on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Rick Clark, who's a fifth-generation farmer from Williamsport, Indiana. Main goal on his farm is to build soil health and achieve balance with Mother Nature. I love that story, especially in light. You may have heard me talking in the news section of the program, Rick, about what's happening to our soils, these weather events, the soil being washed down the Mississippi or other rivers. So what's left is depleted soil value and health. So what have you developed here and why are you in this? Did you start with just your own farm and sort of your ideas have spread?
Sure. Doug, thank you so much for letting me be on your show today. I appreciate the time to tell a little bit about my story. We've been on this journey for 15 years plus now. It started with no-till. And then when we were into the no-till, we realized we needed more of something to make the no-till really shine. So that's where the cover crops came into play. And I guess what really the Mother Nature has been my driving force, and she's just absolutely pushing and guiding me exactly where I need to be. And if I may, I'll tell you a real quick story on really what set me off toward this journey of soil health.
All right, why don't you hold on to that thought, as we have to get a word or two in from the local stations that carry this program around the country. But I know that I'm actually on your website now. For everybody listening, you want to sort of cue in and get a clue as to what Rick is all about, go to farmgreen.land, which is a pretty interesting website, farmgreen.land. We're going to find out what is green farming, the approach. We all need to be more protective, I think, and more aware of how to build soil health and that therefore make our own lives and bodies healthier. So Rick Clark with Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Back into what makes your soil better. Not that you're not concentrating, but I don't think a lot of people actually have come to the table, Rick, thinking about what they put into the soil. There are two elements here, and I learned this early on. There's the soil that we grow things in, and there are the things we grow in the soil. And most of the things that I've come across in terms of fertilizers or soil amendments have been for the plant, not for the soil. But what people don't recognize, or maybe they don't think it this way, they don't think it through this way, is that if you have healthier soil, you won't need the elements that you put onto the plants to make them grow better. Does that make sense?
That's exactly correct. That's where I'm coming from when I refer to my balance with Mother Nature. We need to build a symbiotic relationship. It takes years to do this. You can't just go out tomorrow and think you're going to be able to accomplish what we're getting done on our farm right now. It's a very complex system. It's taken a long time to get here. But what I mean by balance is predator to prey, for example. The reason why we can plant non-GMO crops / organic crops without any insecticides is because we have the predator to prey is in balance. So whatever preys on a corn rootworm is there in my soil profile, keeping it in balance, because we've taken away the fertilizers, we've taken away the chemicals, we've taken away the salts, the acids. All of these things that are killing the beneficial species, you know, that's the problem. We want to go out and kill one species that is harmful to our crop. But in the process of doing that, we're killing 1,000 beneficials. That's where we're getting our slippage. So if we can eliminate that, and you have to have a mindset that you're in this for the long haul, and yes, you may have some hiccups along the way, but believe me, you will be rewarded. When you start down this journey, it takes about 3 years, and then in year 3, 4, 5, you really start to see the soil change. It gets more tilt. It gets more aggregate stability. It just becomes that living, growing microbial biome that you strive for.
You know, the thing that I find, maybe this was instinctive with me, I've never liked using chemical fertilizers on the land, and I can't tell you that I know why. I just never did.
Right.
So I would put together a witch's brew. I'd find a supplier of chicken manure and pig manure and my own cow manure and horse manure, and I'd mix up a witch's brew. And I'm now actually doing a formalized composting program using food scraps as well, and leaves and things, other things that are natural to the soil, and I think help build, from what I have read. I've never heard of you before this. That's why this is good exposure for all of us to get into the program of what you're doing, how Farming Green works, because it basically is a system. I think you just said it. It acknowledges Mother Nature. You can't have, you know, I love when people tell me that methane is ruining the planet. I laugh in their faces, because the stuff that comes microbially out of the back end of a cow, and what it does, just have to look at a cow plop in the field and look at the green around it a day or so after it's dropped, and you know the microbes that come out of their system, their digestive system, are doing amazing things for the land. So we have to capture that sort of thing, and I want to know more about your formula, which is nothing but good, it seems. This is, and you have a systematic approach. I don't. But, you know, we all do things sort of by the seat of our butt. Continuing on in a few moments, Rick Clark is here from farmgreen.land on American Family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Recovery efforts will take months in the aftermath of the deadly Hurricane Laura. John Clemens leads us off.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs, when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The L.A. City Attorney has charged Bryce Hall and Blake Gray for hosting raging house parties in the Hollywood Hills. The TikTok stars allegedly did so despite a ban on large gatherings due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News. President Trump delivered a free-flowing speech before supporters in London Barry, New Hampshire. It's his first rally following his accepting the Republican nomination for president again. Democratic Vice President nominee Kamala Harris was one of his targets.
They pick a woman who starts off, she starts off sort of strong. She's one of the favorites. Within a period of a few months, she goes down, down, 15, 12, 11, 9, 8, 5, 3, 2. Then she goes, I'm going to leave because I've decided that I want to leave. I want to leave. She left because she wouldn't have gotten any votes. She was terrible.
Trump is expected to hold more in-person rallies in the coming weeks. The Dow finished Friday higher by 162 points. NASDAQ followed suit, closing up by 70 points. The S&P 500 gained 23 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Moving back into our focus on your soil, your land, your crops, and the health thereof or there too of all of that stuff. So do you think you're the first kid on your block, Rick, to figure this out?
Oh, no. No, no, no. There's several voices out there. I just happen to be on, you know, some people's radar right now, and I greatly appreciate that. It's not about giving me the praise or the glory. It's about giving the word out so that we can spread this. I truly believe that what we're doing, Doug, is gaining traction within the farming sector.
There's a lot of organic stuff. The organic eye people are around monitoring what's going on. They don't know anything about soil health. They just know that the government and the big ag people have screwed up the meaning, the intent of organic. And what you said, let me clarify something so the listeners know what you said. I believe you said it takes 4 to 5 years to transition from a regular farm, the regular soil, to an organic. And I know that's what they told me in dairy. They actually told me it was 3 years between the time when I might have started to do this and then when it, you know, I never officially was organic, even though I did everything the organic way. But I was, and one of the reasons I didn't go officially was because they say it takes 3 years. Does it, are we talking about cleansing the soil or just adding things to the soil that will bring it back to the status of being healthy soil?
Well, I'm referring to cleansing the soil, Doug, and let me restate what I said. Maybe I didn't quite get it out clearly. It does take 3 years of transition to be certified organic. Right. I was referring to the soil health part of it. It takes 3 to 4 years to really see the soil change. I'm talking about from the high tillage, all of the passes that get made, the deep ripping in the fall, the field cultivating in the spring, all that tillage and disruption of the soil. Once you step away from that world and come into heading down my world, then you're talking it takes 3 to 5 years to see that soil starts to change.
So the average traditional farmer is going to say to you, Rick Clark, I get what you're saying, but how do I, if I'm not going to use the stuff from the Les Miserables at Monsanto, and then what am I got? I believe, and this is what I always did on my farm, so you're going to teach me something. I had a cultivator, then I'd go through the rows. I had 30-inch rows, and I'd get all the weeds that I could that were in the main body, and then the stuff that would grow close to the stalks, you know, it just became part of what I chopped as forage. So in getting away from that, you say you can suppress weeds with cover crops, and I've tried that. I guess I haven't used the right cover crops because I find you got to make rows or somehow or other when you plant. I have an International 58 corn planter, and so you know I guess I could, if it was early enough in the season and the stuff hadn't gotten enough roots, you could cut into it and plant it that way. Is that sort of what we're talking about?
Well, yeah, let me just walk through the soybeans, for example.
Okay.
So in the fall, you've harvested whatever crop that you're going to harvest in the fall, and you're going to pull into your field with I don't care what tool you use to get your cereal rye out there. And there's a couple things we've got to think about here. We need to know what your freeze date is, because if we know what that is and we can back up, let's say, 45 days. So where I'm from in the world, West Central Indiana, I'm going to say that we could plant species that will winter kill up until about September the 20th, maybe October the 1st. So that's critical to know so that you can put diversity out here in your fields. We've got to be careful that we don't fall into a monoculture with our cover crops like we do with our cash crops. So with that being said, let's assume that it's September 20th and we know this 100-acre field is going to go to soybeans next spring. I'm going to plant 100 to 150 pounds of cereal rye, and it needs to be variety specific because we're going to terminate this with a roller crimper. So we want it all to be maturing at the same time. And like I said, we're assuming it's the September 20th, so we're going to put in a few oats. We're going to put in some sorghum Sudan, some radish, some sunflowers, some cowpeas. Now, all of these things that I just listed after the cereal rye will all winter kill. They're going to give us diversity. They're going to add different root structures in the soil profile, different exudates for the microbes. And then it's going to go into winter. Those species are going to be killed off. We're going to come out of dormancy next spring. The cereal rye is going to grow. And what we're looking for is boot stage on the cereal rye. And it's where you have to go out and look at the rye and you look at its growth. And there's a leaf that'll come out, a flag leaf or boot stage, they call it. And when you're to that point, that's when we're going to plant our soybeans. So typically in our region where we are, that's somewhere around April 25th to May 1st. That's just the ballpark of date.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go in. We're going to plant our soybeans green. We're going to plant the green soybeans into the green growing cover crop of cereal rye. And then in about 40 days, the cereal rye will be at anthesis. And anthesis is when it's dropping pollen. And the lignin is at the highest point in the stalk, and it becomes very brittle. And now we're going to pull in with a 60-foot roller crimper that we bought from I&J Manufacturing in Pennsylvania. And it's on a Harms bar, and Harms is out of Minnesota. This thing is 60 feet wide. It's the chevron pattern. It's identical to the one that the Rodale Institute started using many years ago. And we're going to roll the soybeans and the cereal rye all down at the same time. Now, the reason why the...
Oops. All right, hold on a second. Rick Clark in the middle of explaining how this all works. Sometimes we have those lovely technical problems. We'll find him, get him back again. There's a new American Family Farmer Show podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent one that we have is a focus on crops and what's going on with workers, the weather, and how it's affected us coast to coast. We had a conversation with a professor in the Department of Ecology talking about the approach to ecological questions that most of us have with regard to crops. Honeybees became the focus of our conversation. Wild bees, pollination, all of that stuff. So if you didn't listen, you didn't hear, you'll get the gist of the conversation by going to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and get into the world of bees and what her findings are. Also on a recent American Family Farmer Show, our conversation about the drought. And, you know, because all of we, every year, I mean, sorry, every week, we have a conversation, it seems, about the weather. Whether it's the drought that we've had here in the Northeast, or the horrible weather with the hurricanes and the things going on in Iowa, it just is something that we have to live with. You have to learn how to live with it. And so we give you some climate monitoring information in a recent podcast. How badly has the excessive heat affected the soil? That's a question I might ask Rick Clark on the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower, so you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Rick Clark. We're talking about soils, soil amendments, how to save your soil, how to make it better. You know, as you were describing it, and we lost you for a moment or two there, I think that a better resource, because we don't have time to tell a whole story, and when you go through it, it may become confusing, but people are intrigued. So if you want to get how this affects you and your farm and how you can use what Rick is putting forth, just go to the website, farmgreen.land, farmgreen.land, and you can follow along. We have the major, I suppose, the bullet points here are utilizing cover crops to alleviate compaction. I remember once, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, I got a big tooth harrow to get deeper into the soil because I wanted to get, we plow the soil, or we certainly had, you're trying to convince me and I'm beginning to believe that this is the way to do it. The essence of how to get to the better soil, at that time, I thought the best way to get to it was to go down deeper. And because we sometimes shallow plow just to get rid of the trash in the field. But, you know, there's something I'm understanding. The biggest problem, obviously, for me and for everybody else is the weed problem. And how to, you know, are you saying it takes that much time, 3 to 5 years, to get rid of the weeds as well? Because that really is what we're having to deal with.
Well,
not necessarily what grows.
Well, what we're seeing, Doug, is there's a progression of the way of certain species that are coming. Foxtails first. Now, is our system weed free? No, but We are trying to develop a 2 or 3 pass system only and then just walk away. So you've got a pass in the fall for your cover crop. You've got a pass in the spring to plant, and you've got a pass to roll with the roller crimper, and that's it. That's what we're trying to do. Can we achieve this? I don't know yet. I mean, it's still young in infancy here on this farm. Yeah. We're seeing great strides, though. 3 years ago, when we started doing this with our soybeans, we had not very good success. Right now, we're up to over 2/3 of our bean acres now do not require any additional passes through the field for weed control. Mm-hmm. So we're really gaining on this. Now, corn is more difficult. But the concept here is I'm trying to get this as minimal passes as possible and still be building soil health. In my mind, Doug, I cannot build soil health if I'm tearing the soil up every other day with some different tool. That just does not fit for me.
I can hear in your voice how deeply committed you are to this. Let's move into the ultimate. The goal here is not only to build soil health, but to have the people who are eating the food off of the land that you have improved be better as well. We all know how many people in our country are overweight. It's a disgrace, frankly. We're eating the wrong food, whether we think we're eating healthy food or not. Even if we acknowledge that there are too many fast food meals in our life, thinking about what we're growing on the farm, what we're eating, could it be better? Could it be more sustaining? Of course. And so that's kind of, if I hear, sort of read between the lines or hear what you're saying, this is where you're going. And I guess I'm wondering, you hear me, we started talking a little bit about the weather, whether it's the excessive heat that has affected the soil in my neck of the woods this summer, or closer to where you are in Indiana, the rains, the storms, that sort of thing. So how do we find a way to follow your path when conditions are as varied as they are?
Well, that's an excellent question. You just have to put your head down and you just have to move forward. The ag sector is the largest sector in the world that can mitigate climate. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and
you're right about that.
That is done through a living root growing as many days out of the year as you possibly can achieve on your farm, no matter where you live. Obviously, if you live north, it's fewer days. But if you live where I live, we ought to be able to get 9 months of a root growing.
Let's hope. All right, I'm going to have to send people to your website for more. Farmgreen.land. Farmgreen.land. That's Rick Clark's web. Find out what farming green is all about. He's passionate. After you read and go through this, you'll probably want to contact him because he's so passionate, you can be passionate. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farm.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With so many of us going online for banking, shopping, and entertainment, we need to be extra careful regarding our cybersecurity. Tony Anscombe is a cybersecurity expert from ESET, and we asked him what to watch out for.
Well, unfortunately, with money behind cybercrime, i.e. cyber criminals making money from this, it will continue to grow. More alarmingly, I think one of my big takeaways from this year is actually ransomware and some of the local authorities, government institutions in the U.S. actually paying the ransoms. And I'm talking about big chunks of money.
Ransomware is when your files or devices are held or locked by hackers. So, what to do?
We don't want to be funding cybercrime when we're paying. So, if this happens to you, contact a security expert. There may be a decryptor, or they'll give you some tips on how to rebuild your systems. But don't fund cybercrime.
More info is at ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
I'm Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the American Family Farmer. My question is, where do we go from here? You've heard the conversation we've had this week and pretty much every week, because we're devoted to healthy land, healthy people, a healthy society. Where is the question answered that acknowledges that we need to spend money? The food prices are going to be higher if we're going to enjoy a healthy food system. They just have to be. We have gotten ourselves, Big Ag has sold you on buying cheap food that's crap. That's not good, as we just were talking about. It's not good for our bodies. So what do you choose? A longer, happy, healthier life because of the food you eat, or a shorter life? Maybe the food you think tastes better, but more importantly, you think, I can only afford to buy the cheap stuff. Well, I don't know. I guess it's a decision, a personal decision. I don't want to sound like a know-it-all. I don't want to sound like I'm being critical. But for me and my values and my family's values and people that I know, especially agriculturalists, but just in general, people want to live a good, healthy, long life. You will not live that life if you're eating things that come from the soils that Rick just described, or you're eating the food that's prepared in oils that are grown on some of the lands that we've been talking about. It just isn't, it doesn't equate. And so with the food prices fluctuating as they are, look at the past 12 months in our lives. People have complained to me about grocery store prices, farm prices. We're selling corn around here, where I am, for a dollar an ear, because that's what it costs to produce it. And the cost of beef, for the first time, the beef prices have been going down this past 2, 3, 4 weeks. I'm not talking about wholesale, I'm talking about retail in the store. Only thing the price is going up on are hot dogs. Now, you figure that one out. They're all processed stuff. They have all kinds of things in them that you ought not to be putting in your body. Yeah, do we all like a good hot dog? Listen, I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that once in a blue moon, I want a sausage. Or I want a really good hot dog with onions and relish on it. You know, that's something that... But I don't eat it every day. I don't even eat it every month. But once in a while, it just feels good to eat that stuff. That's not going to kill you. What's going to kill you is drinking the milk that comes from the huge sources. Well, let's put it this way. It isn't going to do you any good. It might not kill you, but it isn't going to do you any good. Whereas some of the things that you eat, I mean, look at the whole business about fruits, the peaches this week that have been recalled because of salmonella, because they've been sprayed until the cows come home, if you'll pardon the pun. And the prices are higher there. Fruits and vegetables are about 3 percentage points higher than they were last year. That doesn't seem like a lot. Fruit and tree nut prices are 50% higher than they were last year at this time. So there's a large discrepancy in the cost of food, and much of it is going to be predicated now as we move forward into the fall. Not only is COVID an influence, but the weather, these storms in the Midwest, the drought, all of these things, people trying to figure out what it is that they can do to survive. I get it. Sometimes you buy things that, you know, you can use quickly to get rid of the weeds and maybe enhance the immediate crop, and you're just thinking about the immediate, you know, the future this year. How am I going to pay my bills? But Rick Clark's got a very good idea. And if we could, more of us could kind of adhere to that later on, we'd be better off. But then there are those of you who say, I can't wait. I have to sell for as much as I can now because I've got to pay my mortgage. I have to pay my union dues to the various, you know, the National Farmers Union or the American Farm Bureau or, you know, whatever. So those are real. The problems, the financial problems are real. Financial assistance is not necessarily getting... You know, what we're not getting the help, and thus the pandemic food prices are going up. A lot of companies, because the employees didn't want to get sick, closed down. There were some companies that had the spread of the virus in them, and they had to stop processing. So our capacity to process beef and pork, those sort of things, they're just kind of up in smoke at the moment. So there's a lot of reason to think that we need to work harder on as if we needed to work harder, which you know what I'm saying, to think more and then bring our thoughts around to helping us do a better job of farming, because it benefits everybody in the end, including you. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, on this week's American Family Farmer Show podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.